Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello and welcome to episode 598 of the LeagueCast podcast. I'm Nick Cooper. Joining me is Aiden Rockarts.
Hey, how's it going?
And Colton Sweat.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. We made it to the podcast. We've got a couple new patrons this episode. A pretty good amount of LeagueCast news that we'll talk about. A tiny bit of new news, I think. I don't know. It seems kind of small. Read, and then we'll probably just jump straight into roundtable and mail fight. We've got a pretty decent number of emails now that we have our website fixed. Aiden, how was your week?
My week was good. I played some League of Legends, playing on a secret account, which is cool. Been really cool. It's changed my mindset of the game, which I think has been good. I'll leak that eventually, but right now it's a secret account. Very secret. But let's just say that the gist of it is it's a full tryhard account where I am trying to make as few mistakes as possible. And it has changed my mindset of the game of, like, I think almost any game is winnable, or you can at the very least put yourself in a position to make the game winnable, no matter what role you are, no matter how your team does. And I think people are just babies when they say that they're losing games. Because I really do think that, like, it's crazy. Like, you just don't have to make mistakes. And part of it, like, is from, like, the mindset of, like, the broken by concept mindset of, like, just, like, you're influencing games. And they recently did a video of, they reviewed OnZed, who's, like, this challenger Korean Zed player. And they reviewed this game of his. He has a YouTube channel. It's a really good video too. Where he's like playing this like 1v9 game where, like, at one point he has 13 kills and his team's like 3-30 or something like that. And it's just this idea of, like, I have to play every fight perfectly for the entire rest of the game for this game to be winnable. And I think, like, looking at the game that way and actually just, like, fully, like, using your brain, dude, the game is, there's a lot you can accomplish.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's been fun. Really, really been enjoying that. Outside of that, been playing a lot of the 2v2 mode. I hit Gladiator, the top rank in it.
Nice.
This past week. So I'm a bit of a gladiator, if you will. Now it's time to play it only for fun.
I didn't realize you were so close.
I mean, it's not very hard. I think I think any, like, gold level player, if they just played enough, would get there. I think it took me like 30 games. It's not that crazy. I only got like bottom 2-3 times, I think, the entire time playing it. So
all three with me, I think.
I mean, I think only one of them, or maybe two with you or something like that, but it's like three or four. Either way, it's like it's relatively easy to hit Gladiator. It's like hyper roll ranking where, like, you hit the rank and then you get the rewards for that rank. I think it's going to be an icon or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And then you just, like, stay there. So you can drop and you'll still be Gladiator rank or whatever.
Nice.
So the only grind you could do is, like, you want to be top 100, which I don't see any value in doing myself.
Yeah.
But I've been very much enjoying it. We'll have a little discussion on that later, though. Only other thing for me, I guess, is kind of, like, interesting news, is I'm doing a big streamathon thing on Friday. So for our mid lane challenge, I know a lot of people have been asking us to stream the games. So I'm going to stream as many as I can. So I'm going to do this thing on Friday where at like 5 o'clock right after work, I'm going to hop on. And for every sub donation bits, I also have a sponsor from fucking War Thunder. Any of those sponsor obligations, all those will add to a counter of number of games I have to play. And I will just go until I'm done.
Hell yeah.
So, It might be a short amount. It might be like a couple hours. It might be way too long. So, but we'll see. I'm very excited. I am doing a, I have to do another stream for the sponsor. I have to do two streams. So I'm doing one little stream tomorrow night, which I'll start adding to the game count tomorrow night. And I'll start Ooh. Playing the games on my mid account on Friday. So be sure to tune into my stream.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
What about you, Colton?
Yeah, my week has been, I guess, pretty busy with work and like regular life stuff. We flew up to Milwaukee for one of Rachel's friends' weddings, so we're kind of out of town for the weekend. I haven't been really playing like any video games this week, so like no League, no TFT. Excited to get back on Danman 94 and play some more mid games. I think I'm gold 3, 68 points right now, so hopefully can get to plat pretty quick and then start moving through emerald. It's plat then emerald, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I ideally think that I should be able to cruise through like gold and plat. I think in emerald might be where I start losing a few more games, but I have like no doubt that I can get to diamond playing mid only. I think at that point that's where things will get slightly more difficult to see, like, can I get D2? Can I get D1? I don't fucking know.
Hmm, okay. But
it's been pretty successful so far. I think I'm like 12-2. Yeah, that's, I guess, about it for my week. Nick, what you been up to?
Let's see. Played a decent number of arena games. I think the mode is not bad. I don't think it's like the mode that will save League of Legends. But it's pretty fun. Let's see, what else? I played a couple games on my mid Smurf, I think 3 games, and I'm 1-2. A really hard win, and then 2 like I would say like pretty close losses. But it's been really fun so far. It's really interesting to play the game through a different role than you've played ever before. So
yeah,
so it's pretty fun.
You placed quite a bit higher, right?
Yeah,
you're mm-hmm. starting in gold 4, is that right?
I started in gold 2, I think. I think
you're gold 2. I think you were Jesus. Gold 280 after game 1.
Yeah, gold 280 after game 1.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're already ahead of me. Jesus.
But I did also not play against bots for, you know,
that's the whole thing. It's like you not only didn't play against bots, but you also played normal games, whether it's ARAM or actual normals, with people who were master whatever points. Mm-hmm. That's how you fucking like boost your account. It's like really good. It's like it's been like that since they introduced that system like 3 years ago now.
Yeah, and it definitely wasn't intentional. It was just like, hey, I don't want to play by myself, and I'm like for fairness of the challenge or whatever.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
It was just having fun. Yeah, I think otherwise Pikmin 4 came out, so my girlfriend and I have been playing that. I wish it had co-op, like proper campaign co-op, but otherwise it's really fun. There's so many quality of life changes that they've made that are really, really nice. And I think that's been my week. I think
Hell
that's
yeah.
been it. So let's get into the show. We've got 2 new patrons. Shout out to Easter Meghead and Bellator. Thank you very much. Aiden, any League Cast news?
Only League Cast news is that, hey, I found out last week that our emails on our website have been broken for 2 months. So if you sent an email on the website in the past 2 months, it got eaten and it's dead. So I'm sorry about that. That's why we haven't had very many emails on the show.
Yeah, I definitely noticed it and was like, damn, what's going on? We're not getting any emails.
Yeah, it's just funny because like, I it's just one of those things that it's out of sight, out of mind, I guess. Like,
yeah.
I can tell when email comes in from the website versus like a regular email.
Mm-hmm.
And never in my mind did it cross my head like that, hey, we're not getting any through the website anymore. So yeah, since like I think middle of or end of May or something like that, it's been down. So I had to update it and go through a bunch of tech support shit, but I fixed it. So
poggers. So yes, resend your emails or something.
Yeah.
Awesome. Should we? Oh, I guess you already talked about your streamathon thing. Did we officially start We want to talk about like mentor or student at all. I think a lot of people were really starting their like coach. I don't want to say coaching, but like mentoring today or this week.
Yeah, of course. I've only talked to like my student once or twice. I have Gecko, but we started using that program that you showed me, Nick. Insights.
Isn't it really cool? So shout out to Oklahoman actually for turning me on to it, but it's really, really cool.
Yeah, it's this program called insights.gg. They have like a free option that lets you like start up to like 5 hours of video, which is more than enough if you just like rotate through it and delete it after. Mm-hmm. But it kind of records stuff like if anyone's ever used Outplayed before, where it records like highlight moments, like kills, deaths, all that stuff. So it records an entire game and highlights like kills, deaths, all the like the important stuff. And you can then upload the file to this online uploads it to this online platform where then you'd share the link with your like mentor and they can watch the game with you. Like they can do it live, by the way, which is awesome. You can both like watch the same thing and pause
Sick. Okay.
Or you can just like, they upload it, then you can look over it and you can make notes for like timestamps. Like you can timestamp your notes. You can leave voice notes, which I love because I fucking hate typing a bunch of stuff. Draw on the map for like different timestamps. So like I can leave a voice note that says, hey, like here you should be playing up in the lane contesting these minions. And I can literally draw on the map for that timestamp, which is fucking
awesome.
Crazy.
I didn't realize that. That's sick.
No, it's like, it's actually a super powerful program. So I'd recommend people using it. It doesn't seem like it's like super scam software. It seems like it's pretty legit. I think the 5 hours is more than enough, assuming that you can like delete stuff and re-upload stuff. So it's cool.
And if you use it as a mentor, all you need to do is sign up for an account. Like you don't have to install anything.
Yeah, it's just like a website. It's just like a website portal. So it's super sick.
Yeah. Cool. I guess that's it. Do we want to move into the new news then? We want to talk about, I think we go Tournament Nefiri Arena.
Yeah, sure. I think it makes sense.
Tournament of Souls. Have you guys done any of it?
I've done almost every single thing. I have like the last two expert mode battles left.
Ooh, okay.
Tournament Souls being the in-client minigame, the like kind of fighter game thing. It's really good, I think, for an in-client minigame.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I'm expecting it to be like this fucking work of art or whatever.
It's not game of the year.
But it's way better than anything they've ever done. It's way better like than any point-and-click things they've done, any visual novels they've done. Like, I've enjoyed, like, oh, this character does this, so I have to make my build this, right? And then, like, expert mode's actually kind of hard, so it's been pretty fun. A lot of people are upset that the there's rewards tied behind it, because it's actually kind of difficult.
Oh, okay.
But I've fucking loved it so far. I think it's like really, really cool. It's like fully made in Unity too, so it's not like it's just some like shitty thing. Like it's really cool.
I haven't touched awesome. It yet. I honestly don't even know what it is.
Yeah, it's pretty well just like you go up against the different like characters like Gwen, Viego, Jin, whatever, and you're playing as Samira and you build your character with different abilities, like your Q, W, E, and R, and you have to like win through all of, like the fights and stuff. It's like really cool though.
That's awesome. I'll have to give that a shot.
Yeah, it's super fun.
I don't even see it in the client. Where do I go to play that?
On the main page, you'll see Tournament of Souls. And it's like a click, and then you have to like it like loads for a while because it's fucking actually kind of heavy. It's cool though.
Clips, and maybe I need to restart my client.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. I'd recommend like at least trying it, or at least going through the story mode. The story mode is like pretty easy to like just button mash and have fun with it. And then the expert mode is like you actually need to think through your builds and time shit. It's like pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That sounds awesome. That sounds really, really cool. Sweet. Nefiri, first thought. So I think everyone is going to kind of have the same feel. Just too strong, right?
I mean, I wouldn't say that's my first thoughts. I think they're like, yeah, they're definitely too strong. But like, I also think that they're just one of the worst characters they've ever made.
What? like in what sense?
It feels like a PlayStation 1 character ported into a League of Legends game, I think. I think they look really ugly. I think the visual clutter from the character is the worst probably in the entire game. I think their actual design philosophy around the dogs and how that interacts with the other cast of characters is also terrible. Like, obviously you can argue like, oh, the whole point is that she has this pack and she's hard to hit with skill shots. There's a difference between being hard to hit with skill shots and like being Nefiri. Cause like, think of like Elise. I think Elise is probably the closest.
Yeah.
Like, all of Elise's spiderlings follow behind her, right? Which gives her a hitbox in front, right? Like, if you're in front of her, she's running towards you, you can shoot skill shots at her, right? Nefiri is constantly just surrounded by all of her dogs, and she's fucking impossible to hit with any skill shot in the entire game. And it's crazy. Not only that is, I think the health bars on the dog, for some reason, they chose these little triangle things, which are impossible to see the health bar.
Yeah, that seems so weird.
Maybe the idea is because they're so squishy that you don't really need to see the health bar, but, like, It's so confusing when some of them are at like half HP and stuff. It feels like they should either be one hit and have that shitty health bar, or they should have a real health bar, or like, you know, the brick health bars that like plants and stuff have, like the multi-hit things. It should have that as a health bar. And then when she fucking ults, it's the most visual clutter on screen I've ever seen. It just looks like shit. It just like is this glob of garbage. I think her actual gameplay and how she functions is really fun. I think that like her gameplay like works fun. I just think the actual character is just so bad for the game.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I would agree with the pack of thoughts that you have. I think it's really weird to have them killable but also block everything. It does seem like she's really, really strong versus characters that are skill shot reliant. And I've seen that complaint a bunch. I don't necessarily feel the same way about her, like her visuals or anything like that. I don't know if it's like too cluttered for me, but I could definitely see how that would be an issue. It does not look as clear and as like as nice as it could be, I guess.
I also think her skin is like the first skin in a long time that I actually just think looks like garbage. It looks like an unfinished skin. It looks like, you know, like do you guys ever install skin mods like back season like 1, like 2009?
No.
It looks like those that people would make. Like, just this bright color, not, it doesn't really have defined borders, you know what I mean? Because it's like this, obviously it's a Soul Fighter like style, so it has like no borders, and with no borders in this bright pink color, it just kind of looks like it's this unfinished fan thing. I like the idea of the skin, I just think it like it just looks so bad in game, man. Like, I actually just hate looking at this character.
Interesting. Okay, all right. Colton, have you had a chance to play with her against Nefiri yet?
Nah, unfortunately, like, I think Nefiri got released. When did Nefiri get released?
Thursday, I think.
I think Thursday was the last day I played.
Okay.
So I haven't played since Nefiri came out, I don't think. Haven't had to deal with it yet. At least, you know, I can definitely understand where Aiden's coming from, the idea that, like, if there are a bunch of these pets and they're, like, all around you instead of like just following in a direction, that could definitely be a huge pain in the ass.
I think for the most part they are like following around you idle. It's just whenever she's in combat, they start to like jump around. I would say most similarly to like Yorick ghouls, and I think that's when it becomes an issue. It's not really clear, like it's clear that the dogs are hitting you, but it's not clear that they're killable or even how damaged they are like at a quick glance, or how long they'll be like attached to you or whatever. I think like there's a lot of room for improvement.
I really like her Q. I like her W. I like her E. I think all those abilities look fun to use. I haven't played as her myself yet, but they look at least like high mobility, kind of like fun character. I really do hate the ult though. It is just a steroid that makes her summon more dogs, so she can just 7 of these things. I also think like the passive that it has on it, where like, so you use it, right, and you get bonus like attack damage, maybe some attack speed or something like that. You reduce cooldowns, you increase your pack's health, I think. And then you also, when you hit your first ability, you get a shield, and then that shield refreshes after your first takedown, but only after the first takedown. It just feels like it's all these weird arbitrary rules and stats like just attached to a character.
That makes sense. That makes sense, yeah.
And I just feel like she could be really, really cool, and it feels like it's a lot of just shit thrown together.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that can be, like, changed, fortunately.
Yeah.
So, Sweet. I guess we're on to arena mode then, huh?
I've played so much arena. Well, I mean, not so much. I've played like 30 games, which I think is more than both of you combined, but because Colton's played zero.
Yeah.
But I think it's great. I would say definitely going in game one of it was this game mode is super overrated. And then by game 10, it was like this game mode needs some work, but it's really good. And now this game mode is probably really, really good. I think it's like it can stay in its current form, but if it gets iterated on, I think it could be even better is my current thoughts.
Okay. That's sweet. I like that. Awesome. I guess I felt like a little differently, and maybe it's just because like, hey, part of enjoying League comes with success. But I think it's been like pretty okay so far.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we can just like talk about it. So if people haven't played the 2v2v2v2 mode, it's just an arena mode where you fight. You get these cool augments that like spice up the game, and you just try to make it to the end, like winning the most rounds. I think it's great. The reality is the balance could use some work.
Yeah,
it's very obvious at this current moment that AD carry plus, whether it's Enchanter, Bruiser, Tank, Mage is the combo to go to. It seems like everything is playable. I think the only thing that's not playable is running multiple Enchanters. Like I think running two tanks is fine. I think running two Mages is fine. I think running two AD carries is fine. But I think it's fine. You don't have to run two Enchanters. But everything's playable, which is awesome. Like it's like what's the fucking like chart where like it's like the knowledge like I can't think of the name where it's like when you're very early on you think that you have like a lot of knowledge about it, but the deeper you go, like you realize how out of like how much you have to learn still.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how my knowledge has been for this game mode. I definitely went through the period where I'm like, oh, this game is fucking shit. It's only this, you have to play this, it's meta. If you don't play this, you lose. And I think I'm completely wrong about that, or almost completely wrong about that. Like there are S tier comps and there are S tier characters, which are receiving balance changes, by the way.
Yeah, the only thing I've seen a lot of clips of like Moonstone Yi.
I don't think it's a good comp, but that's like fun.
No,
so, like,
yeah.
Moonstone Yi, Moonstone Mor, Moonstone Kench are all like pretty strong, weird off support characters. But like once again, that's like a great example of like these are just like goofy things that you can do, right? And they're not bad. You can win games.
Yeah, I've seen Tryndamere, Yuumi as well, and you just build full CDR to just escape and stay alive.
And as much as like in a vacuum, that sounds like a shit thing, you can like I just think that having these options is really cool. Like one comp that is like popular that's like not standard is Poppy Alistar, where you're super tanky, you try to wait out the circle and you just constantly bop them into the fire like over and over. And it's like that's just so not standard, but and it's not OP. But you can definitely win games doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's nice. Fantastic, though. Like, I think that, like, their biggest issue is, can they create longevity, right? And longevity for this mode comes from, A, having more augments, like, having a constant rotation, like, every couple months you add a new batch of augments and change it out. And the more important thing, I think, is finding a way to incentivize people not to play the same thing every game, right?
Yeah.
I've now reached the point where I'm just going to play whatever I want every game, and I'm going to have fun doing it. But obviously, if you're trying to win, if your end goal is winning, you will just play Vayne Taric whenever they're open. You will play Kayn, Shaco whenever they're open. You'll play all these things because you want to win, right? So how do you incentivize people to play to win? Sure. But not always pick the same thing. And in my head, it's just you have a limited pool, right? Every single game you go into, it limits the pool down to like 40 random characters or something like that, right? And maybe Vayne Taric is open that game, but they won't be open the next game. Or find some sort of way to allow people to strategize what they want to pick, but it can't always be the same thing. And I think that will really help the longevity of the game.
Do you think that like a way to do it would be to award... like? I don't know if award bonus points or diminish the amount of points you get if you play the same thing like over and over. If you pick a new champion like that wasn't in your past, like, I don't know, one or two games, then you get bonus points or something similar.
I think that'd be fine. I really do think people would still play the same thing, which isn't bad. Like, I think it's fine if you want to play the same thing. I just think that like the game mode would be better overall if more people constantly tried new things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the reality is that you're supposed to try new things, you're supposed to try new augments with the different things. But if every game you play Vayne, right, and you know these are the best augments I want from each tier, so you always try to prioritize those augments, the amount of decision making that you make from these random fun elements is very much diminished, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's bad. If that person's enjoying that, that's fine. It's just, I think for the health of the game and to keep the game going for a longer period of time, they need to have these things to constantly have it changing.
Yeah, I agree. And that's, I guess that's sort of what my like biggest concern was when the game mode like initially launched with like the ranked, is that I didn't want people to just play the same things over and over the way that I personally feel like IRF has become.
Yeah, I think there's zero issues with that currently.
I agree. I don't feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm at Gladiator, which once again isn't that high. I think anyone who's like gold or so can just get there by playing. Like I think if you're maybe a top 100 player, like you're actually pushing for top 100 rank, it probably changes a little bit to like being a little bit more like meta abusive.
Mm-hmm.
But even at like my rank, which is the top rank, if you will, I see in every game there's at least six different characters.
Yeah.
From the last game, right? And if that's high elo, if you will, I'm putting it in brackets because I don't actually want to say that's like high elo or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's no fucking issues. Like every game, people play different stuff. I would like some balance changes. I hope they continue to do balance changes. I hope they eventually find a way to not stifle creativity with like limiting pools, but like hopefully by limiting pools, allow people to try new things. But fuck, this game mode's so good, man. It's one of the best things they've ever made, I think.
Nice. Maybe once I play some more, it'll become more fun.
Yeah. Like once again, like there's little things like the plants. Like the plants, I think, are so fucking needed for the game. Because you do need to have an objective to fight over. There's a really strong objective. That's the right way to look at it. But they probably do too much.
Yeah. That's what it feels like. It feels like plants are too strong. Which maybe is okay. Maybe is not okay.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where, like, I think they will constantly balance it to get it right. Like, the biggest issue is right now they give you healing, shielding, and reduce your cooldowns. And there's characters in the game that abuse them more, right? Like, ranged characters obviously have a better access to plants because they can hit them from far away. Characters that have multi-hits access them better because they can, like, insta-proc it. Like, Zeri,
yeah.
Q-Auto or whatever, insta-procs plants, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, stuff like that's, like, an issue. But I think, like, it's not enough an issue to ruin the mode, and I think it's something that if they actually find to be an issue, they'll just change. I have so much confidence in this team that if they want it to be permanent, it will be like better Battle Royale. If you guys ever played Battle Royale,
mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. Okay,
it's so good, man. It's fucking awesome.
Sweet. Cool. Is there anything else that you wanted to discuss about that?
Just try new shit. Just like honestly, like I mean, grind for your rank. If you guys really want to grind for Gladiator, I think that like this is to you guys and to our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely can do it. I think like anyone gold or above can do it probably in like 50 to 100 games by just like playing. Mm-hmm. you always get more points than you lose. Like I think
I see, gotcha.
Even up to Gladiator, when I won, I'd get like 150. When I got second, I'd get like 30, and when you get third, you get like minus 20, and when you get fourth, you get like minus 40, right? So like
win is
still like
Jesus.
Four times what like a loss is, right? Like a first versus a fourth. I'm sure it like obviously scales a little bit harder after there, but like the top rank still giving you three times the gain for a first over a last is like crazy.
Yeah, that's insane. Wow.
So like don't feel bad about losing games, like don't get mad about it, just like honestly have fun and just play shit and you will just climb naturally, I think.
Nice. Cool. Should we move on to, did we have any discussion that we wanted to do? I guess, we have a little bit of time.
I think the only thing for our mid lane challenge that we like wanted to touch on was, that we in our DMs at least discussed that we're probably replacing Rumble with Seraphine, as long as you guys are cool with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His pick rate went from, being 5% mid lane, 1% top lane, or I think it was sub 1% top lane, to after the rework or the mini rework being like five times the amount top lane than it is mid lane. So he's just no longer a mid lane character.
That's pretty insane.
So
yeah.
I think we're going to put Seraphine in the pool instead of, Rumble.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would be fine with that. I know we've talked about that before, so I think that'll be our next course of action.
Hell yeah.
Sweet. Was there anything else?
For mid lane or just
no, just for to talk about, I guess, before we move on. I think we have a little bit of time if we wanted to slot something in.
I don't have anything off the top of my head. At some point, I have a bunch of stuff that I didn't prep that I want to talk about at some point, but I need people's help to eventually prep with that stuff.
Okay. All right, so we'll just move on to, I guess, to the round table then.
Yeah, that sounds great. Actually, can we just quickly talk about like the Discord post really quick?
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention that. So Wes from our Discord, I can't remember what his actual account name is right now. He changes it all the time. Let me pull it up really quickly. He made a post on our Discord. His actual thing is Breezy Crash. And on our actual Discord, God, Discord's such a nightmare that you can name yourself different things on every server, is Daisy on Speed Dial. He made a post in our League of Legends channel about, because he has color blindness, he made like some edited screenshots to like show what the game looks like from his perspective, and how like washed out the colors are and how hard it is to differentiate from stuff. And it's a really cool post. I'd really recommend people check it out. I personally don't have much to comment on it because I'm not colorblind.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting seeing how much stuff blends in, because he's like very limited on the color scheme. Like most stuff looks like either yellow, gray, or blue.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty insane. It is such a big difference, I think, if now with that reference in the screenshot.
Yeah, and it's crazy. I remember like Sneaky like a long time ago, because I know Sneaky's like the same type of color blindness, I believe. Him always complaining about like them adding certain things to the game and not having it like colorblind checked, so that it's just impossible to see some shit. I remember like years of that.
So it's just like more accessible for more people.
Yeah, they've gotten way better than it used to be, though. I now know there's filters in the game like that help and stuff to like at least make some stuff more like readable for colorblindness. So it's cool. It's a very good post. Just make sure to check that out. It's Wes, Breezy Crash, Daisy on Speed Dial, whatever one's easier to find on our Discord.
Awesome. Roundtable. For real, though.
So last week's question was, what is a skin for a champion that you never get tired of using and why? We got a couple answers from our Twitter. First one is from Wantkins, and he said, Boom Boom Blitzcrank is a classic. Tim Berry said, DJ Sona, three options in appearance and three different music choices. That's a great skin when it came out. From our Discord, Arx Knights said, Explorer Ezreal, I love the skin oh so much. It was one of my first with the champ, and it's been nice and simple. It feels less clunky and flashy, but I'm a simple skin, like a simple skin should. Okla Woman said, Black Frost Anivia, she lays an egg. What other skin is doing that? It has a different dance than other skins. It also has pretty colors. I like Black Frost the most as well for Anivia. It's like
really it's a skin. Really, really cool skin.
Stove said Demacian Vice Garen is one of the best skins in the game and one of the best bangs for your buck skins. Full intro music, custom homeguard trail, and taunt for 1350 could also be that I'm a sucker for that aesthetic. Yeah, fucking the vaporwave like aesthetic is super
very
cool.
Cool.
And last but not least is from Bunny Orange. He said Omega Squad Twitch, his lines said through the mask and filter is perfect. I agree. So I got a clever roundtable question that I definitely didn't steal from somewhere.
Before you jump into that, that first one was from Rake.
Former host
of the show, Rick. Yeah, that's his Twitter handle.
Oh, he changed it. Okay.
I'm sorry, his what handle?
Sorry, his X
handle. His X handle. Whoa.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know he changed his like at. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Cool. This week's roundtable question is, if your top five master champions determined your passive Q W E R, how good is your champion?
So are we doing one is passive, two
I'm doing,
is
I just did mine
Q.
in order. Like, I think it's the easiest way, but, like, if people want, they can, like, do it in any order if it, like, makes
okay,
it
yeah.
cooler. But
let me pull it up really quick. No, my character sucks a wiener. I have
Hit us
Lucian passive.
Okay.
Leona Q.
Okay.
Maokai W. Jhin E. And Caitlyn ultimate.
Okay, your character sucks.
Yeah, my character is bad.
I'm logging into my main to go find out.
Zillion one.
I'm gonna have Zillion passive, which is, I guess, like fine in any situation.
No, it's bad.
It's not good, but it's like not useless at least. Okay, it's loading. Okay, here we go. Now the client takes fucking forever.
Yeah.
All right. So I'd have Orianna Q, which I don't have. Okay, so I can move the ball. I've got Misfortune W, so I can run around the map really fast. I've got Kha'Zix E, so I can jump around. And okay. I've got Nunu Ultimate, so...
Your character also sucks.
All fine abilities, but they really blow. I mean, I guess...
That's so funny.
I just don't put points in Q. I just run around really fast with my W. I jump in with Kha'Zix E, and then I press Nunu Ult.
Yeah.
And I've got crazy attack speed because it's Misfortune W. Yeah, that's a really, really high quality character.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, yeah. So mine is Tom Kench passive, so like the ability damage on hit, which is awesome. It's really, really good, actually. Blitzcrank Q, which okay. is pretty fucking good. Alistar W.
Okay.
Draven E.
You hook
E.
him in and then Q them away.
Yeah, yeah. And then I knock them away with Draven E. And then I have Vayne Ult, which I guess makes me run faster at them and makes me, when I throw Blitzcrank Q, go invisible.
Cool. That's awesome.
I love how Ignis is just like... 3 hard CCs.
Yeah. That's so funny. If I had a better ultimate, this is actually sick. But
yeah. That's so funny.
Cool. So you can let us know what your character is based on your highest mastery characters, determining your passive Q, W, E, R. You can let us know on our Twitter at LeagueCast. Send us an email, mail@leaguecastpodcast.com, or come into our Discord and post in our roundtable section. That's discord.gg/leaguecast.
Awesome. Let's move into mail fight. The first email is from Kaskerkin. Hello, Haley Cast, for a year I've been playing with an auto hotkey script that places a black box covering LP gains and losses in the league client after every game. I only know my rank when I'm promoted or demoted. I think this script has improved my relationship with the game tremendously. Do you think this feature would be a good official addition to the game? Less frequent ranked feedback might help us less stoic gamers weather the ups and downs of ranked. Great pod, boys. Keep it up. Yes, however, I also don't think it'll ever... happen, because I think on some level that is Riot admitting that their game leads to some
unhealthy relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which I don't think Riot wants to acknowledge, at least.
Yeah.
It would indicate that their LP system is like, or it could indicate that their LP system is predatory, and turning that off would, I don't know, kind of admit some fault there, I think.
Yeah, my number go up makes people addicted to the games. They can't hide it. They need a player base.
Cool. Thank you, Kasterkin.
Next email from Abstruse. What's up, y'all? It's Abstruse chiming in ideas for the newcomer experience. When the BBC podcast interviewed Riot Froxon the other week, he essentially stated that Riot is content to outsource their onboarding process to content creators, as the resources to make a robust tutorial and introductory experience can be better spent elsewhere. While the majority of League's player base has already hit level 30, I feel as though the growth of the player base is inhibited by lack of beginner-friendly content. One of my ideas to fix this is to add a default option for bot games called Training Wheels for new accounts. The goal would be to direct new players to the core mechanics of the game. We already have Tower Radiuses shown in intro bot games, but how about auto-opening the shop to the recommendation tab upon death or recall, and making the next purchasable component have a shimmering gold animation? Furthermore, last hitting is huge in League, so giving minions a last hit marker corresponding to your champion's attack damage or spell cast value, if you have an ability currently selected, could teach someone how to get that sweet, sweet minion gold. All that said, new players are the lifeblood of any long-running game, and while word of mouth is a lot, so does accessibility. Also, bring back Twisted Treeline, but make it 4v4 with gimmicky events and call it something like Shaco's Funhouse. Much love, Abstruse.
I mean, yeah, I don't think anyone's going to sit here and pretend that the new player experience is good. But I don't really know how to do that. Honestly, like, just generate some fucking ChatGPT like explanation for how to play League. I feel like that would be fine. I don't know. It's got to be aware enough, right?
I just think that like most of those things, like once again, I do agree with like Riot Froxon's like idea of like there aren't many new players coming to League, and that's not because of the new player experience. That's just because the game just isn't, like, it's been out for 14 mm-hmm. years, and it's just not, no, new people aren't coming to it. I do agree that there should be maybe some stuff that would help maybe lower level players learn, but I don't think it needs to help the new player experience very much. I feel like there's just enough content out there that kind of accomplishes that. I think there's some settings that they could steal from other games that would help just maybe not very good players. Like, I think a great example is Smite. Like, you can turn on auto buy, which I think mm-hmm. is a really, yeah, really that's cool really feature. Nice. It's not a good feature because obviously you don't learn what to buy. You don't you don't have to like think about that. That being said, if you're just a new player or like a not very good player just trying to just build fucking default Riot shit, then why not let the game do that for you? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they have one less thing to focus on, and maybe their enjoyment of the game would increase. Yeah. I think having options like that wouldn't be a bad thing.
No, I don't think so either. Cool. Yeah, do we have any other additions for new player tech, I guess?
I was just going to say,
I think the last hitting, like, assist would help, honestly. Like, that'd be really nice.
Yeah. That'd be cool. I just think that, like, the biggest, like, misconception is that a lot of people think that new players don't enjoy the game because there's not a good new player experience. There's not a good new player experience, but I don't think that's the reason why this game isn't growing. Like, I just think that's like a complete misconception, but maybe it's just my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I think like it's a little bit of both, right? If the game is like really, really easy to get into and really attractive for new players, I think like it can help. But I also agree with you. It's a 13-year-old game that it has not been unpopular since it's been out, right? Like, if you play computer games, you're probably aware of League of Legends to some extent.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, thanks, Abstruse. Hey, one thing that would be cool to hear in your mid-challenge updates would be little matchup specifics as you learn them, considering you're playing with mostly new to you characters. I don't even play mid, and I think it'd be cool to hear, oh, this week I realized that as Yasuo in this matchup, I just need to X when he's at when he Ys, etc.
Oh yeah.
Nathan. I thought it was from Abstruse. I'm sorry, Nathan.
Yeah, it was Nathan. I learned that Aurelion Sol is basically unplayable in Fizz, which, like, I knew off the bat it was going to be a really bad matchup. And then I messaged Trevor as I was loading in the game, like, I get shit on in this matchup, right? And he's like, yeah, 100%, that's your hardest matchup. You don't get to play the game.
Oof.
We did end up winning because even though he, like, killed me three times in lane, I just still got to farm up.
You're a master tier character on a good character.
Yeah.
You're a master player on a good character.
Yeah, so I just got to farm up and he, like, didn't pop off enough to carry.
Yeah, Fizz is, like, pretty hard to play, to be honest. So, okay, nice. Akshon into Yone feels very, very hard. I could also just be bad at both Akshon and playing into Yone, but that character seems very, very strong.
I played Akshon last night, Nick.
Yeah.
We were doing, in the Lala Discord, we were doing a Nemesis draft, where we picked the enemy team's characters. We did this cool thing where we just picked them the five hardest characters we could think of in the game.
Yeah, okay.
Not just picking them like shit characters, we just picked them like really hard characters like Qiyana and shit. Uh-huh. But they picked us Akshon, and I played him top, and I did the same. I've only ever played two Akshon Summoner's Rift games in my life. Both of them were in Lola Customs, by the way. And both of them, level two, I harass my lane level one to like get them low, and then I go for the hook shot level two, and then fling myself in a tower and kill myself. I've done that both times I've played that character top.
That's so funny. Yeah, he is his level two is his level one is crazy strong, and then his level two is probably the strongest in the game, I would say, for at least for a solo character.
Yeah.
But it is really funny that like you kind of have to push there for at least like a recall, or else the game just becomes much, much harder for you.
It's just like it's crazy how strong he is, but how easy he is to fuck up. That character's so cool.
Yeah, I agree. And that's like kind of why I wanted to pick him for the challenge, is like I've seen so many of the craziest like Akshon plays where like you just know you're going to hit level two and then go all in and like get a kill that you otherwise wouldn't have expected. But doing that in practice is a lot harder than watching the video.
Yeah, for sure.
But it looks so easy when they do it, you know?
Yeah, no, they just make it look free every single time.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Cool. Thank you, Nathan.
Next nice. Email's from Dippy. With the Zyra jungle hype, I said Gyra, which, hey, maybe that's the new terminology. I want to shout out YouTuber Virkayu. He's a jungle main that does coaching and post guides as well as patch tier list. He's a longtime Zyra jungle enjoyer, so now that it's getting encouraged, I think he's a great person to listen to on this. Now for a discussion topic, do you think that Champion Mastery 8 will ever be a thing? Could it be measured more meaningfully than getting the S plus tokens, such as getting an S minus in each role or good performance across multiple games in a row? Dippy. I don't think they're ever going to make Mastery 8 a thing or make it like harder to access, because the amount of player base that wants that and plays the character that much to say like, man, my Mastery 7's not enough, I wish I could have Mastery 8 on my character, versus the amount of people who are already like, it's already too difficult to get to Mastery 7, I feel like those numbers just don't add up. Yeah. There's like 1% of player base wants it, and then like half the player base would be like, that's wild. You're like, it's already hard enough to get like all of the XP and then get my 5 S's to get to 6 and 7. Like, I don't know.
It is really weird though that like you would not implement something because some people aren't able to achieve it. I don't know. I could see it being added. It's just more progression and getting people to play the game more, right? I feel like that's a really good way to get people invested in playing the game, is to just give them progression goals.
I do like the idea of it having like maybe having something very specific to the character or the role, though. Because
I can see it, yeah.
And this isn't a bad thing. I think everyone should be happy with their achievements. I do think one thing that is like confusing for a lot of players, though, is that I think we see this sometimes where like we have like an iron or bronze player be like, oh, I'm a master of my character. I have Mastery 7 on this character, right? And in their mind, and this is partially because of Riot and their reasoning, right, is they think they've actually mastered this character and can play it to 100% like perfection because they have Mastery 7, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's fine if they're excited about that achievement, but I think it's also maybe not good for their own like gameplay to think that they've mastered this character that they probably just haven't based on their rank. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think mastery in general, like even on a good player or like a high ranked player, we'll say, right, getting Mastery 7 is like, I've played enough games to hit Mastery 5 because it's just number of games. And I would say for a lot of characters, that is a good indicator that you are at least proficient on the champion.
Yep.
Like maybe you're really good at them. Maybe you figured everything out. Maybe you're just barely figuring out, like depends on the complexity of the character, how quickly you learn. But like Mastery 5 is a good level to say like you're proficient on the character because you've played that number of games and then you've had at least 5 good games, right?
Yep.
Like, the difference between 5 and 7 is essentially nothing. It's just you've played 5 good games after playing, I think you probably need at least like 50 games to get Mastery 5.
Yeah, it's a good amount, yeah.
So it's like you've played 50 games and you had 5 good games. That's not a terribly difficult thing to do. And like you're saying, like Mastery points and Mastery 7, again, yeah, you probably know how the character works, but by no means are you playing the character to the cap of what it can be, right? If I take a Fiddlesticks player with 11 million mastery, I think Drew was posting that in our Discord, who's like a plat 11 million mastery Fiddlesticks player. You want who plays better than him? Literally any Masters jungler who picks up Fiddlesticks and has 2 games on him.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. And once again, I think it's fine for that achievement to be like its own separate thing. I just don't want people to like be confused. Like, I really do think like some people actually think that they can't improve on that character because they've mastered them. I really do. I do think a lot of people are like, oh no, I'm a master of this character.
Okay.
Like, and I think it's fine. Like if they're excited that they're good at it. I just think that there should be something more that like maybe is more tied to that character specifically or the role specifically. That maybe like improve it a little bit more, right?
Okay, so do you think like tying it to rank would be good? Do you think tying it to Eternals is anything? I guess like giving out the first ones for free, or like, or even gating it, right? Because it's just cosmetic.
Like, it sounds dumb. Like, it's a very gimmicky thing. But, like, I don't think it would be a bad thing if it was tied to, like, a specific interaction. Like, it sounds stupid, but, like, what if Jinx was tied to to hitting enough, like, 4 out of 4 ult shots in a row? Like, it's like a certain amount of games you have to hit, like, all 4 ult shots whenever you ult, right? Like, obviously that doesn't prove that you're actually a Jhin master, but it has something that's more weight than I did well in a game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I mean, it is like, I think we're being a bit privileged in our analysis of Mastery 7, right, versus Mastery 5, where it can be pretty challenging to get a Mastery 7 token, right? I think from the average player's perspective, I mean, how many, like, Mastery 7 characters do you guys have? Because I have 30, and I feel like that's a lot, you know? Yeah.
I also think that, like, any of us could get Mastery 7 on any character in the game, I guess, is, like, what my counterpoint, right?
We are all also top 1% players,
yeah,
right?
But I'm just saying, like once again, at the end of the day, if people are excited about it, be excited about it. But, like, I wouldn't say I've mastered any character. If I can get mastery, the highest level mastery on a character, on any character in the game, I don't know if that... You know, it's not like there's actually, like, I'm not actually a master of the character, right?
I mean, yes, but you could also, I mean, do you feel like you wouldn't have a firm grasp on every character by the time you get Mastery 7 on them? I'm not saying perfectly mastered, but do you feel like the implementation of additional mastery ranks would be better indicative of your mastery of the character?
I mean, I think the more ranks and more hoops that you add, like, the more it would, like, guarantee it, right?
So you would be in favor of adding more?
I mean, I think it's fine to add more. I think they're, like, they're just cool things. I think, like, the dream is they eventually add a high rank that's kind of hard to get that gives you the title to unlock. You know how, like, they have titles in League now?
Yeah, so, like Jhin the Virtuoso.
Yeah, so, like, your actual title on your profile could be the Virtuoso if you get Mastery 10 on Jhin, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm down for that. Not Hearthstone. Heroes of the Storm had that system... Right, where you, but it was for certain skins, so you would unlock their like mastery skin equivalent, and I always thought that was really cool. It was strictly number of games played, but you would get rewarded more points for, like, winning / doing better. So, I mean, obviously it's fewer hoops to get through, but just more of a time commitment.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would love to see, like, more chaseable progression added to League beyond just the ranked experience, you know?
I don't have a problem with them adding it personally. I just feel like that they probably won't. I just went and looked. I've got 51 champions at Mastery 7. And then between 5 and 6, I only have 20. Because, again, in my mind, it's like it takes 50 games to get Mastery 5, and it takes an additional, like, 10 games to go from 5 to 7. Especially if you, like, are doing that in normals instead of ranked.
I think I'm only arguing this point of view because I only have 6 characters Mastery 7, because that's because I suck at every character.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'm not mastered of it. I don't have mastered any of them.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it would be interesting. I think there's probably some level of, like, inclusion of the rank you're playing at to weight it, as well as, and it, like, it feels really bad for progression to have, like, a decay thing. But, like, I have Mastery 7 on Lee Sin. I don't think I've played Lee Sin in 3 years.
So, I mean, do you think that there should be, like, the Apex tier that is tied to, like, the most recent solo queue game won this season?
I think of that, the character? That could be an interesting way if they went to, like, have, like, if we went from 7 to, let's say, 10, like, maybe to maintain Mastery 10, you need to be, like, consistently winning ranked games on the character.
Mm-hmm.
You have to win, like, 5 ranked games on the minus split or something like that.
Yeah, right, because, like, I think that's, like, an issue, at least with the current system, is, like, I'm scrolling through, and there's a bunch of characters that I have Mastery 7 on that, like, I would not feel comfortable taking into ranked on my main. because I haven't been playing them. But it's like, I'm a master of these characters.
Yeah, based on the current system. Yeah. But you add more, you know, showcase.
That's what I'm saying. So let's just say they did a 10, right? So you have 7 right now. 8's like a gimmicky fun one, like something that's like tied, like hitting your fourth shots as Jhin. I think that'd be like a fun like flavor one. And then you have 8, which is tied to getting, currently it's what, 6 is S minus, 7 is S, and 8 is like S plus.
Ooh. Mm.
And then you have another fun one at 9, and then at 10 is ranked games. I think that'd be so sick, actually.
Okay. I'm down for that. That seems really cool.
Hell sweet. Yeah.
Thank you, Dippy. Our next email is from Casey Stranger. Uh-oh. 1 year ago, Nyla was released. 1 year ago, I asked the host of LeagueCast how many mechanics would be removed from her kit during the next year. Aiden said 1. Called a shot with the allied W effect. Aiden said 3. Nick said 5. Then Aiden told him he was smoking reefer, and Nick said 4. A few weeks later, he flip-flopped all the way down to 1. Nick should run for office. Anyway, a year later, and a grand total of 0 mechanics have been removed from her kit. She's had 4 fairly modest balance patches, some bug fixes, and that's it. Discussion questions. It seemed like everyone thought this champion was more overloaded than my Uncle Gary's nachos. Is Riot better at champion design than we give them credit for? Why do you think she looked so much crazier than she wound up being? Casey Stranger. Is it copium to say that I think she's better than her play rate and win rate indicate?
I was going to say the same thing. I think that if her play rate like quadrupled overnight, she'd probably have a mechanic remove still. You still are fucking crazy for calling 5. You're actually just a weed smoker.
Well, I thought 5 was going to be like, she is not going to have armor pin from crit on her Q, right? Like, she has a lot of little things in her kit that I think could be removed in favor of balance. You know, hey, she doesn't get the healing from allies, or her allies don't get healing from like her, right? Where there's a lot of little levers they can pull.
Yeah.
And I thought that they would need to pull the levers. However, like, she's just a very unpopular character, and mm-hmm. I mean, obviously it's because she's a melee character in a double ranged lane, but
and any carry players are stuck in the past.
Yeah, I honestly, like,
she's so fucking good.
Unironically, like, I look at Nyla post laning and I see like one of the best AD carries in the game, period. Let alone like just characters. She's giga strong if you actually can lane with her. So I'm not really sure why we haven't seen more Nyla, like specifically in competitive, where I think you can, you know, sort of handshake that a little bit, or even like with some wonky lane swap stuff.
Well,
hey, we're gonna sack bot lane, but we're gonna like skip laning phase on our Nyla.
As a mastery 7 Nyla master, I think she is like super super strong right now. I think she is very meta dependent, where there are certain AD carries that just absolutely body her, and if they're strong, she's pretty well unplayable. Like during the Xayah meta, Xayah just obliterates Nyla. And like I think if you pick Nyla into Xayah, you're just asking to lose. I think right now she's super super strong, especially with the strength of like Collector Gale Force Rush.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm totally with you that she has so many like little mechanics that you could have adjusted, right? Because
obviously 5 is way too high.
Yeah, right. But
like obviously,
right? So it's just like bonus healing for herself and an ally. Like you could take away it for her or for the ally. Mm-hmm. she gets the bonus healing, I think. No, for both of
her
them.
Her ally gets some.
And bonus experience for her and her ally. And then like dodge for her and her ally, and reduced magic damage for her and her ally. So like if they had taken away giving that bonus to her ally for all three of those things, that's 3 mechanics. Like armor pen on crit, dashing through allies and enemies, right? They could have adjusted that. Like there is enough mechanics that you could have taken like 3 or 4 out. And she still has a lot of mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they didn't. But you want to know what the real answer to why this number is so low is? Is why? Because they have a budget for how many mechanics they can adjust. And they spent 99% of the year's budget on Zeri.
Fair enough.
It's because they're too busy fucking changing Zeri every other patch to ever look at Milo.
It is really funny that Zeri gets changed that much, and like how many? I guess he said four. I guess four in a year is like not a small amount, but I don't know. I feel like her play rate should be a lot higher than it is.
Yeah, I've been seeing her in solo queue, and it makes me want to go back to playing her because she's so much fun.
Mm-hmm. She's apparently very, very good with the right augments on Arena.
Yeah, she becomes unkillable.
Mm-hmm. If she gets the scoped augment, the 200 attack range, it's actually like just over because then she's just a range character.
Yeah, she's really good.
Cool. Thank you, Casey Stranger.
Yeah.
Next email and last one for the show is Large Dad. What's up, my boys? It's been quite a while since you were all blessed with the presence of my emails. Thank you to Google for breaking the email and erasing my hilarious jokes from existence. But we're back again to make some homies laugh. But for first, let's get some actual content. I don't remember who it was who sent in the email, but someone wrote in talking about how playing in a duo gives you objectively harder games and therefore a worse game experience. And while that is the case, I will say, while me and my duo definitely have easier times playing solo, I'd rather deal with having harder games with worse teammates just to be able to play with my friend. The enjoyment I get from playing with them and having someone to talk to while I play is, in my book, a worthwhile trade, and I'd rather be in plat playing with him than be in diamond playing solo. With that being said, let's get on with the joke. One day, a man brings his friend over to show him something he's taught his chicken. The man says to his friend, "Check this out. I've trained my chicken to speak." The friend, obviously skeptical, watches eagerly to see if it's true. "What's a male deer called?" The chicken says, "Buck." The man asks, "What's 200 pennies worth?" The chicken says, "Buck, buck." The friend, obviously unamused, gets annoyed and says, "What is this? You didn't teach him anything." The man turns to his friend and says, "Just wait, it gets better." The chicken then says, "Trust him, it gets way better." Large Dad.
Okay, good enough.
That's a good one. I've heard a couple variations on that joke. The one I normally see as like the punchline is like the friend leaves and then the chicken's like, "What's his problem?"
That's very good.
So I think it's like you can't say objectively the game is like worse when you duo, but like, yes, it is harder. And that's typically just because you're going to be matched against like another duo and slightly higher rated enemies because that's just to balance it.
Yeah. I think that's what they, mean when they say that, is that the worst games are only because they're harder.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of people agree with you, and I think that's the reason why duo queue still exists. I think there should be a bigger push for higher elo duo returning, but I don't know.
It's so crazy how popular that concept is for like Masters Plus. I would say it's like the maybe not the It's probably like at least 40% of people have that opinion, I would say. Like at least online. At least the people who are like vocal online about like duo queue, solo queue is like a lot of people want it back. Like a surprising number of people. And it's so funny because whenever I read Reddit, like obviously, which would obviously skew typically Masters below, like below Masters. It's not crazy to say. Is most people want duo queue removed because they think it ruins their game. Whereas like everyone who's in fucking Masters Plus wants it back. I think the only issue with it being in Masters Plus is like duo queue parity is obviously needed. And I think specifically, I think you have to have duo queue parity for if a bottom lane is duo, the other bottom lane has to be duo. But I think it's obviously very hard to do the higher ranks you get to.
Yeah. But. And like if you want to have that parity, then it's just another thing negatively affecting queue times.
Yeah. Like that is really important because like I still remember like the days where Trevor and I played Mord Blitz to Master. This is when you could do it in Master Plus, right? Like we would roll most lanes because obviously most people were like solo queued, but then we'd play against like an LCS bottom lane and it just wasn't fucking close, right? Like they're not only are they like good together, but like they obviously are like just good at the game and then they have perfect communication versus any random fucking Master Plus like duo bottom, even if they're duo queued, like just the difference between like coordinated duo queue for bottom lane and then not duo queuing at all is fucked. It's actually so fucking crazy. But yeah, I think they have to figure out that issue if they want to bring it back for Master Plus.
Yeah, and I hope they do. I think the game is way more fun, obviously, when you're able to play with someone. So,
but Nick, it's not supposed to be fun. It's ranked mode.
That's true. It's supposed to be super serious.
You're going to go SCS.
I don't know what that means.
Gotta go LCS.
Oh, LCS. I thought you were saying SES.
No, you gotta go LCS, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you gotta go LCS. LCS in 2 years.
You know, in LCS now. Where they don't play together.
Where they don't play the game at all.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Large Dad, and thank you to everyone for listening. If you'd like to send us an email, it's mail at leakcastpodcast.com. You can watch us on Twitch, King Lardup, Blue Basket, Leakcast Frost. Tweet at us at Leakcast on Facebook. We're Leakcast. Visit our website, leakcastpodcast.com. Join our Discord server, discord.gg/leaguecast, and support us on Patreon, patreon.com/leaguecast. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.